Blog Talk Radio.
Indeed, it is time to awaken America. It is time to awaken to empowerment and truth. This is Carol Ann Parisi, and you know what? We need to save the USA. We need to awaken because, you know, woke is just a joke. See, we are your source here for conscious solutions for these tumultuous transitional times. Awaken America, our very values and virtues are at stake, and it's putting our very liberty, freedom at stake. We are truly at a tipping point. It's time for justice. It's time for peace, love, empowerment, and freedom. It is time we save America right now. Yeah, you know what? It's time to awaken to consciousness. It's time to awaken to truth. It's time to awaken to inspiration. And it's time to just awaken America because, you know, woke is just a joke. We need to restore exceptionalism. We need to have our freedom back. This country was founded on life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We are truly at a tripping point, okay? Our great country, we are endowed by our Creator, where all men and women are created equal with certain unalienable rights. Life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. Come on, man. Let's awaken America. Awaken to truth. Let's save the USA now. Hey, this is Carol Ann Parisi. Thank you for joining me today. Got a jam-packed show filled here for you. Been home all day in this rainy, rainy, rainy day. Absolutely. Icky taka weather. But if anybody has a Costco membership, I got to tell you, I was at Costco yesterday, and they have these electric blankets on sale for like $24, I think, from Brookstone, and they're really cuddly. My dogs have been laying on it all day long. So, I don't know. I mean, with energy prices going up 30%, you might want to just go ahead and get a ton of blankets and sweats. And Walmart had ladies' sweats for $7.97 online. I did order a few pairs because that's what I'm living. Lots of sweats, lots of sweatpants, lots of warm layers, layers, and more layers, because we haven't turned the heat on, and it's like 65 degrees in here, which is livable. I mean, it's a little chilly, but hey, what are you going to do? But, yeah, because, you know, hey, friends, everything's going up. I didn't even go to the gas station today, because I didn't go anywhere. Haven't been out in a couple days because gas prices are crazy. It's hard to drive around. It's getting so expensive. The hardworking taxpayer is suffering because of this Biden administration. But we can't have fear. We have to have faith. And with that, let's play a little of our No Fear song.
I'm sorry.
No fear. That's right. That's right. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. We are spirits. We have a soul. We live in a body. Our soul is our mind, our will, and our emotions. Come on now. Let's go to the Yasha prayer for us. We could start and do our Jesus calling portion of the show for today. Let's go right there, and that is today. Jesus calling, the 29th. Linger in my presence a while. Rein in your impulses to plunge into the day's activities. Beginning your day alone with me is essential preparation for success. A great athlete takes time to prepare himself mentally for the feat ahead of him before he moves a muscle. Similarly, your time being still in my presence equips you for the day ahead of you. Only I know what will happen to you this day. I have arranged the events for you that you will encounter to go along your way. If you're not adequately equipped for the journey, you will grow very weary and lose heart. Relax with me for a while, and I will ready you for action. And that's from Jesus Calling. Yesterday's was really good, too. It says, do not expect to be treated fairly in this life. People will say and do hurtful things to you, things that you don't deserve. When someone mistreats you, try to view it as an opportunity to grow in grace. See how quickly you can forgive the one who has wounded you. Do not be concerned about setting the record straight. Instead of obsessing about other people's opinions of you, keep your focus on me. Ultimately, it's my view that counts. As you concentrate on relating to me, remember that I've clothed you in my righteousness and holiness. I've set you attired in these radiant garments which I bought for you with my blood. This also is not fair because it's a pure gift. When others treat you unfairly, remember that my ways are much better than fair. My ways are peace, love, which I have poured into your heart by my spirit. That's beautiful. That's from Sarah Young's Jesus Calling, enjoying the peace of his presence. So let's go to the throne. Abba, Father, we hope to glorify you in all we do. We praise you. We thank you. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for your wisdom, your discernment, Father. We thank you for your peace, your love, your empowerment, Abba Daddy. We thank you for America. We thank you, God, to be awakened. God, we ask that the truth be brought forward in everything, Lord. And let us here at Awaken America, Awaken to Empowerment and Truth, be the voice of truth for you. Let us represent you, honor and goodness, God. And God, let the American people wake up to what's going on. Let us all come together as a beautiful, great country. And God, sovereign nation, you establish sovereign nations. If anybody knows your word, you are a founder of that. So God, please let this country heal. Let our keep your hand of protection and provision on it. All the things that we have done in our past, forgive us for. Forgive us for all these aborted babies that we're doing. Forgive us for the egregious sins that these elitists do. And God, you say in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people humble themselves and ask for forgiveness, you will heal their land. Abba Daddy, heal this land. We ask and pray in Jesus' name. Your word tells us to pray without ceasing in 1 Thessalonians 5:17. So we are coming to your throne. Lord, your word tells us in Matthew 24, 21:22. Whatever you ask for in prayer with faith, you will receive. So Abba Daddy, with all of our hopes and dreams are within you. We believe and we trust in you. In Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen. And you know what? We are stronger together on our knees. That's right. Every battle that's fought on our knees, we will be victorious because our victory is in him. Amen and amen and amen. All right. So, speaking of the truth, this country has gotten cray-cray. Cray-cray-cray-cray. So, I don't even know where to start. Joe Biden's hanging out with the Pope at the Vatican. Don't even let me talk about the Pope. So there's a young gentleman by the name of David Daleiden, and he's a young guy. He was born in 1989. He's an American anti-abortion activist who worked for Live Action, and he founded his Center for Medical Progress in 2013, and he actually went undercover in the highest echelons of the abortion and fetal tissue industry. Well, this judge made him pay millions for exposing Planned Parenthood's harvesting of baby body parts. And that was under, Willie Brown's Cackling Clown, the See You Next Tuesday Mala, part of that whole scandal. But I guess this poor guy, it's led to numerous state and federal investigations, and they're going to criminally prosecute this young man because he exposed the truth. Excuse me. Big abortion, okay? Big abortion. I mean, he's being criminally prosecuted for exposing the truth? Friends, if that's not stunning, if that's not scary, I mean, you could go to YouTube and see videos of his and how they're covering up infanticide. These are babies. These are babies. Okay? Horrible. 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 So, I mean, we need to defend this young man. I think there's a legal defense fund for him. But, it's insane. He doesn't have a First Amendment right? I mean, here, I wonder if I could even play part of this. This is part of the...
And more pro-life news, you undercover can't hear the video.
Oh, here it is.
My bicep is a reshape. It's worse.
That's a former medical director of a Planned Parenthood saying she needs to go to the gym to perform a dismemberment abortion with forceps. Dr. Deshaun Taylor described how to deliver babies intact during late-term abortions, allegedly in order to harvest body parts. It's the latest video released by the Center for Medical Progress. David Daleiden is the man behind...
David Daleiden, that's his name. Support him. Yeah, laughing about it. And they murder babies out of the womb. These are babies. Okay, now I was talking to a friend today, and I heard something about this jab, the COVID jab, having baby body parts in it. I don't know if that's true. I haven't seen, my friend was actually telling me, frightening, but that they were taking kidneys out of these baby body parts, alive babies, and making this plunge. I mean, unacceptable. Baby body parts in the COVID vaccine, I guess they do use the fetal cell lines and in various stages of vaccine development, and... I don't know. Fetal cells. So I don't really know. My friend was saying they're actually killing these babies and actually doing it. Here's something that says vaccines. I don't know. If this is true, I'm very upset by this because this is so evil. okay? This is so evil. And they're trying to make people get these damn vaccines. And if they put baby body parts, I wish my friend was on the phone with me because he knows about this a hell of a lot more than I do. But pay attention. I'll get more information on it soon. And we'll figure this out. But here's something a little more, too. Oh, this is beautiful. Here's a doctor talking about what's going on, and I would love everybody to hear this loud and clear about the masks and everything. This explains it beautifully.
My name is Dr. Kevin Stillwagon. I am a property owner and a taxpayer in Orange County. You are making some really bad decisions based on fear of a virus that has about a 99% survival rate for most of us. That is unsubstantiated fear. So let me give you a couple of things to truly be fearful about. That mask that you keep insisting that people wear decreases the amount of oxygen in your lung tissue. We now know that this virus uses something called a furin cleavage site to merge with your lung tissue to infect you. And it works better with decreased oxygen. And peer-reviewed research clearly shows that wearing a mask increases your chances of developing an upper respiratory infection 13 times more than a person not wearing a mask. So I would stop wearing a mask immediately if I were you. Secondly, this shot that you insist on people getting gives you absolutely no protection against infection. It is the innate immune system that protects you from infection by using dendritic cells, T cells, and natural killer cells without antibodies ever becoming involved. This shot has one goal, and that goal is to make antibodies. These antibodies circulate inside of you and cannot prevent an infection. They can only react to something that has already gotten inside of you. They cannot keep something out. The shot decreases the ability of your innate immune system to keep viruses out by 60%, and a booster shot will reduce it even more. Even worse, the antibodies that are created by this shot can no longer neutralize variants and actually enhance the virus ability to infect you. It should be painfully obvious to you by now that fully vaccinated people are getting sick. And this will continue to get worse if you keep trying to jab people while a virus is trying to spread. The variants are emerging from the vaccinated population. This so-called vaccine is still being administered on what's called an emergency use authorization. It is not FDA approved. The FDA approved a biological licensing application for a product called Comirnaty. The application was approved, not the product. Comirnaty is not available in the United States. Therefore, by law, you cannot force people to take this drug without informed consent and without animal trials to prove that it is safe. Mayor Demings, please look at me. You, sir, are in violation of the United States Constitution and the Nuremberg Code. You will be held accountable.
Yeah. We need to start holding these people accountable. That was some good stuff. That was a doctor, that science, and you know what? That was 3 minutes of truth right there. And that was a doctor, Kevin Stillwagon. He's a property owner and taxpayer in Orange County, Florida. And he totally explained everything. So please feel free to share that and listen to it again. I actually got that little piece from, let's see, Red Voice Media. So okay, Red Voice Media, and the title of it was called Dr. Ohnsborn and Mayor, an epic 3-minute vaccine and mask takedown. Beautiful. There's a lot of information there. Share it. Share away, because we need to awaken America, because this wokeness is a jokeness, and it's killing people. It is totally killing people. We need to go ahead now and really expose the truth again. Go to COVIDDaystar.com, COVID.daystar.com. It's fabulous. And, you know, masks increase chances 13 times of getting infection, okay? So these masks are horrible, because what's happening, it's preventing you from getting oxygen. So, Kevin Stillwagon. Stillwagon, yep. And he's talking about the dendritic cells and the comirnaty application. So it's very interesting. And it also talks about that furin cleavage site, which consists of four amino acids. So it prevents that. So SARS-CoV-2, furin cleavage site, the doctors know that this is stuff that's happening. So, very interesting times. Here, this is something. Furin cleavage site is key to SARS-CoV-2 pathogenesis. That's from PubMed. Sequence analysis indicate that the novel coronavirus has an insertion of furin cleavage site in spike protein, absent in other groups. The insertion may be a key factor in the replication of the virulence of SARS-CoV. So, you know what? The spike protein, that is exactly what people that are getting this plunge, which is not even a real vaccine, like this doctor said. So, you know what, friends? Just awaken America. Awaken. Really, if we don't awaken, we're going to lose our country. We're going to lose our lives. People are going to actually lose their lives because of this, these liars. And you know what it is? I do think that some of the interestingness here is the big pharma and how much money they're going to make, okay? Now, 4 days away from the gubernatorial race in Virginia, I guess Terry McAuliffe, the dude who doesn't want parents to have any control over their own children. friends. Yeah, you know, and hey, love this. Facebook changes its name, and what it's doing, it's introducing technology that will encourage living in a virtual world of transhumanism. We are getting so close, so close, so close to the end of times. Former Pfizer employee declares COVID vaccine is a bioweapon, and Fauci is enriching himself with this plandemic, okay? four former FBI agents, Memphis TV taping, they're holding this Memphis TV taping to warn about Marxists using FBI as a political tool. Four retired FBI agents are stepping forward to brief you in these town hall formats. WVW TV, Brandon House, and Mike Lindell's Lindell TV. These four men have distinguished careers, and they include working in some of the most high-profile cases in America. These men will explain how change agents infiltrated the Department of Justice and then the FBI to turn the agency from political neutrality into an agency that's furthering values, philosophies, ideologies, and worldview agendas that are contrary to America's constitutional republic. These men took an oath to defend America and the U.S. Constitution from enemies, both foreign and domestic, and they know their oath did not include an expiration date. These men could quietly enjoy their retirement years, but instead, they are stepping forward onto the public stage to warn Americans of threats facing our nation and institutions that have sustained and protected our national peace and prosperity and security. So this is going to happen in Tennessee. So, you know, and hospitals are treating COVID patients with a deadly drug. Follow the money. Former Pfizer employee Karen Kingston, COVID vaccines will likely cause increase in deadly cancers. So friends, awaken, okay? Awaken. This is crazy stuff that's going on, and if you're not informed, you're going to get left behind. And hey, just think, if you're an illegal alien and you feel a little sniffed by the way you're being treated, guess what? This government is proposing to give each one $450,000 taxpayer-funded dollars. No, you know, we have people that are hurting here in our own country, veterans that have suffered and did their own, you know, suffered and paid their lives for this country. You know, $450,000, I don't even think veterans' wives that lose their lives in battle get that much. I think it's $400,000. Come on, man, it's time we awaken America. Woke is a joke. Woke is a joke. Watch where you're getting your information from. The mainstream media is lying to you. They're a bunch of liars. They are all out for their own agenda, and stuff is starting to get exposed. Go to your school board. I mean, you really want your kids learning about perks of a wallflower, little voyeurism in third grade, maybe a little bestiality, or teachers dressing up, what is that called? Transgender? Transvestite Day? I don't even know what it's called anymore. You know, you get to transvestite story hour. Come on, man. Come on. Ridiculousness. You know, I watched the Rocky Horror Picture Show several times. It was great. It was just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Fun, okay? Whatever. There's been cross-dressers, gay, homo, bi, whatever, for years. We really need to put this stuff in our three-year-old's brains. Remember, we got to watch our thoughts to become our words. We got to watch our words to become our actions. We got to watch our actions to become our habits. We got to watch our habits to become our character. And we have to watch our character because it becomes our destiny. And our destiny of this great country is in dire trouble if we do not get back down on our knees and pray, if we don't start awakening America, if we don't start being the voice of truth. So, friends, I want to thank you for joining me here today on Awaken America, Awaken to Empowerment Radio. It is time for truth. It is time to save America. It's time. The time is now. So don't ever forget. You got to show up, stand up, speak up. You can't shut up, give up, or put up. It's just time we just press on, press in, press forward, and be the change that we wish to see. It is time for us to awaken America because woke is a joke. That's right. So with that, be well, be blessed, be free, be that change you wish to see. Peace, love, freedom, and empowerment, and most of all, peace of mind. Here's Boston. That's where our great country was founded on. We'll catch you back here next time on Awaken America, Awaken to Empowerment and Truth Radio. This is Carol Ann Parisi. It's time to save the USA. Let's do a woo-hoo, Boston. Peace, love, freedom, and empowerment, and peace of mind. Ciao, ciao for now.